Yesterday we learned that an Eved Ivri goes in with Kesef and Shtar and comes out of Avdus with Shonim, Yovel, and Giroin Kesef. The Gemara brought the Pasuk, the Hefta, Malami Chigaras Mukhidyaina, the Yaitzis, that there's a concept of Giroin Kesef. The Sefer said, Hanirza Nikna Bertzia, the Kainis Arts might be able, but Mises Harden. What about a Nirtza going out with Giroin Kesef? What about a Nirtza works for Til Yovel? It doesn't work usually for 50 years. It depends how many years it is to Yovel. Let's say it's 20 years to Yovel. So what happens? He worked 60 years. He said, I want to stay. And they drill his ear, and he stays in. They drill his ear, and he stays an Eved now till Yovel another 20 years. So what about, why can't he go out with Giroin Kesef too? It says, Kleinus Asim be Yovel, uva Misa Sa'adayim. What about Giroin Kesef? What? Giroin Kesef only works, it's true that Giroin Kesef only works with Shanim, but why shouldn't it work by Yovel too? It's a certain number of years. And we'll deduct the number of years. What? Really, Sheish is that way too. He's in Eved forever, and Sheish goes out with Sheish.
Wait.
I mean, how are you going to figure out how much money? That's your problem. How are you going to figure out the money? So what? So Yovel, but he wasn't bought for any money, then, because Ritzia is not for money. What do you say? Ritzia is not. So maybe he should just estimate his value and go out with that. Hey, it was 6 years, $600. So now it's 20 years. It'll be 2,000. It'll be 2,000. About what? 6 years of kasuf. That's far. And the ma'isa, both there are two terutzim, but the two terutzim have tremendous nafkaminis. First in din, and second of all in lamdis. The Tosis Reed brings Rabbeinu Tam. The Tosis Reed is on Daf Chaf Aleph. It's later when the Gemara discusses it. B'shem Rabbeinu Tam, he says, like Yossi was saying, that it's only Shaq, you're Ryan Kesef. If you're going for a price, so now when you go out, we prorate the amount of money it was. So if you went in for, let's say, $600, so now you divide it, it's $100 a year, so after 3 years, you get off, see, it becomes $300. So it's not Shaq Ryan Kesef if you became an Eved or an Amma for a price, for a certain amount. But Nirtza, where you become an Eved La'ayla because of Ritzia, not because of money. So what's Shaykh Ryan Kesef? This is Rabbeinu Tam's Shita. The Tosis Rid himself disagrees. Tosis Rid disagrees with Rabbeinu Tam. And he says that it's Gzeres HaKasav. He says it's a knas, the Torah punished the Nirtza. So we don't want people to be Eved Laila. It's a knas, the Torah punished the Nirtza, that you became a Nirtza, you can't go out with Giroin Kesef, you're going to have to remain in Avadai Laila, you're going to have to remain in Eved till Yayim. So if you're going to want to be a Nirtza, you should know you can't change your mind. So it's a machlaikis Rabbeinu Tam and the Tosis Rid. Again, Rabbeinu Tam says it's only Shaq Giroin Kesef where you went in for a certain amount of money, so now to go out, we prorate that amount of money. And Tosis Rid says it's Tosis Rid apparently disagrees with the estate of the Rabbeinu Tam. He says that it would be Shaq Giroin Kesef. You buy yourself out for whatever you're worth. But it's a knas, the Torah punished the person. You want to be a Nirtza, Avodei Loilam. You got to be forever.
According to
Rabbeinu Tam, if you came in with Shtar,
you can't buy your way out.
That would be a tremendous nafkamina. There's a tremendous nafkamina between the two. What? If Yovel comes by Nirtza, by Nana Nirtza. You know, the regular person, so himself is an Eved. If Yovel comes in 4 years, then we're certainly prorated for 4 years. That nobody would argue. But, right? Right, so it's only by Nirtza. It's not by someone who goes to Yovel because of Sheish, right? Because Tech Sheish. What? Yovel applies to Sheish, but he's still not a Nirtza. It's only somebody who's a Nirtza that. The big nafkamina would be, what happens if he became an Eved with Shtar? Let's say somebody became an Eved for Shtar. He wasn't. He didn't charge any money. He never roof over his head. He said, you know what, I'll be an Eved. If it's worth it for me, I'll work for him, and I'll have a roof over my head, and I'll have a hot sup every night. It's worth it. So he goes in with Shtar. Does he have a Geroin Kesef or not? If he goes in with Shtar, does he have Geroin Kesef or not? If you learn like the Rabbeinu Tam, so there's no Geroin Kesef, just like Nirtza has no Geroin Kesef because he didn't go in for money. So then the same thing would hold true that he can't go out for Geroin Kesef because the same thing we hold true by Shtar, that he can't go out with Geroin Kesef because there was no money. But Shenken, the Taisus Rid holds that you don't have to go in with money to go out with Geroin Kesef. He holds that by Inertza you would be able to go out with Geroin Kesef were it not for the fact that the Torah punished you with a Knas. So Mimela, the Taisus Rid holds that Shtar. Also, that Shtar also has Geroin Kesef. So now we have a Machlekes, Rabbeinu Tam and Taisus Rid, not only by Nirtza, it's a Machlekes. Why? Why there's no Geroin Kesef? But by Shtar, it's a Machlekes if. According to Rabbeinu Tam, there's no Geroin Kesef, and according to Taisus Rid, there is Geroin Kesef. Why doesn't Nirtza have a value? There's a value. He's working for 20 years. There's a value.
Someone sells themselves out of their
sale.
You can't estimate how much
it's worth. You could. You see how much a person's worth for 6. And if this is 20, you multiply it by 3 and a third, then you end up with the amount.
How would you
be shy of the shatza?
How would you figure that drawing?
What?
How would you figure that drawing?
How would you figure out the value?
If you didn't come in, you didn't get anything when you came in.
So either you go to the marketplace, you see what's worth such an Eved, or you look at the similar people who were sold as an Eved. How do you shut up anything? I give you a matana. How do we shut up its value? So. Now, like I said, the machlaikis is a simple machlaikis in din. When do you have Geroin Kesef? But if you're ma'ayin into it, you think about it a little bit, it's much more than that. It's a machlaikis in the lumdis of Geroin Kesef. What are they arguing in? What is, if you think about it, I think you'll see Pashit that they're arguing, what is Geroin Kesef? Is Geroin Kesef to undo the original purchase? Benotam seems to hold Geroin Kesef, it's undoing the original kin. And the Ratesis Rid is saying that no, you buy yourself out. It's a way to buy yourself out. It's a kinyan, like kinyanim. They seem to be arguing in the amkus of it. Well, what should be tolian if Shtar is Geroin Kesef? Why should Shtar be different than Kesef? It has to do with what is Geroin Kesef? Is Geroin Kesef just to undo that which happened? Then it should be only by Kesef. To undo Kesef, you do Geroin Kesef. You reverse what happened before. That's apparently Rabbeinu Tam Shita. The Shita of the Taisus Rid is that Geroin Kesef is a new Kenyan. It's new. What's the difference what happened before? It's a new Kenyan now. It doesn't matter how you went in. You just buy yourself out. In Lundis, there seems to be a very big nafkamina between them.
Tyson will be deprived.
What?
Like Tyson said, if you went in with Shabbat,
how'd you figure out the price? L'chaira by market value. The what? Tosfos, in the middle of Tosfos Dibur HaMaskil Meicher Atzmai, Tosfos says Akasha, why do I need Geroin Kesef? By Amevriya, the Torah says Geroin Kesef two places. The Torah says Geroin Kesef once by Amevriya, from which we were makish to Eved Ivri, and it says it separately by Nimkar La'akum. By an Eved HaNimkar La'akum, that if a Yid is sold to a guy, he goes out with Geroin Kesef. So the Eved actually appears two places in the Torah. The idea, one is in Mishpatim, Parshas Mishpatim, by Om Evriya, and one is in Parshas Bahar, by a Yid who sold to a guy. So there are two separate Parshias of Geroin Kesef. The Taisvis is Akasha, in the middle of the Taisvis, why do I need two Psukim? Let it just say, by Parshas Bahar, by Nimkar La'akum, that Eved HaNimkar La'akum goes out with Geroin Kesef. And the main way I could use all the Hekeshim of the Gemara to learn it out to every place else. Sachir Sachir and the Hekesh of Eved. I can learn it all out from there. This is Taisus Kasha. Taisus asked that we should be able to learn Geroin Kesef by Om Evriya and by Eved out of Eved HaNimkar La'akum. Now Taisus Kasha makes sense L'shitasai, which is Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam, Taisus Kasha is a good cash. Like the Taisus Rid, however, you could not learn Geroin Kesef out of the din of Eved HaNimkar La'akum. Because which kinyan does a guy have? Only Kesef, not Shtar. A guy only has Kenyan Kesef when he buys an Eved. He doesn't have Shtar. So now I can't learn Om Evriya from a Eved HaNimkar La'akum, because then I would know that even if you go in with Shtar, you go out with Geroin Kesef. Because an Eved Ivri HaNimkar La'akum could only be sold to a guy with Kesef, not with Shtar. So if the Makar of Geroin Kesef would be an Eved that's sold to a guy, I would only know Geroin Kesef by... when you go in with Kesef, you go out with Kesef. That's all I would know. If you go in with Shtar, I wouldn't know that you can go out with Kesef. Because Nimkar La'akum, you don't go in with Shtar. So let's taste this Rid, it would be a Pashta Teres to taste this Kash. Taste this Lishitas, and taste this the Kash. Al-Kaponim, this is the Machlaikis. So we have here a Machlaikis in Geroin Kesef. If Geroin Kesef works by Shtar, or if it only works by... if it works by Shtar, if it only works by Kesef. Look in Rashi Shema Geras Bidyayna. Rashi seems to hold clearly like one of them. Have Rashi Shema Geras Bidyayna? Like who? Anybody? Rashi Shemagras Bidyayna V'yaitza Lesak Rashi Midlaiksev V'nifta Mashma V'hefta Sha'af Ha'adim Misayi B'pidyayna Alma B'kesev Nikna D'ilai Kana B'damim May Megareya May Megara. Isn't that like it seems to be Mamish Rabbeinu Tam? He's even learning it into the Gemara that there's Mamish Rabbeinu Tam that it's not Shaki Rhyme unless you're going with Kesef. If you're going with Kesef, it's Shaki to go out with Kesef. That's what Rashi's saying. If you go in with Kesef, you can go out with Kesef. If you don't go in with Kesef, you can't go out with Kesef. That's Mamish Rabbeinu Tam Shita. So Rashi seems to be like Rabbeinu Tam. Yeah, the Gemara also seems, you're right. The Gemara. It's true. The way Rashi learns the Gemara, I'm not sure how Tosfos Rid would learn the Gemara. The Gemara says, the Gemara is not like Rabbeinu Tam, because look at the Gemara. Eved Ivri Manala, Nimkal Yisrael Manala and Amakra, the Hefta. That's how I know there's a Kenyan Kesef. How do the words, The hefta malami shagras began to be yitza. How do you see there's a key in kesef? Of course, there's gerayin kesef. How do you see this? How do you know there's a kinyan kesef? The hefta malami shemigaras pidyayin avi yaitza. How does that show that there's a kinyan kesef? Loi Rashi Rabbeinu Tam, it's good. If you go out with gerayin kesef, must be you go in with kesef. Because they hold that gerayin means you went in with money, you go out with money. But according to Tosfos Rid, how would he learn the Gemara? If you go with shtar, you go out with gerayin kesef. So how does the hefta show you the grass by the end of the yitz? It's a svara, not like Rashi says, but stam, it's a svara. There she goes out, but stam, she goes in. Which would answer the Tosfos Rid. Okay. I did Miches Chinuch in Mitzvah Mem Gimel. Was it Isyud? I think Isyud. He brings this machlaikis to Tosfos Rid and the Rabbeinu Tam. He brings this machlaikis, and he asks, I think he brings Rashi also as a raya to Rabbeinu Tam, and he asks Akasha on the Tosfos Rid. Again, Tosfos Rid holds that if you go with shtar, you could go out with gerayin kesef. Even if you went in with shtar, you could still go out with gerayin kesef. He asks Akasha from the Gemara we had on the bottom of Yud Aleph Amid Beis. Gemara Yud Aleph said that it must be when you buy an Amma of Ria, you have to pay how much? Kinyan Kesef. What's the lowest price? So Gemara says it can't be a Pruta. It's got to be more than a Pruta. Why? Because if she goes in with a Pruta, it's not Shayat Gerayin Kesef. How are you going to be Mekayim Gerayin Kesef? So it must be that she goes in with at least a dinner. Oh yes, there should be two Prutas. Whatever the amount is, she goes in with a dinner. So she goes in with a dinner. When she goes out, you can deduct part of it, and she goes out. But the Gemara, it can't be that she goes in with a pruta, because then how does she go out? How are you megareya pidyayna? How do you deduct from that pruta in order for her to go out? So this Gemara is klar like. Cool. Huh? The Gemara is klar like Rabbeinu Tam, because the Gemara is saying you have to deduct whatever you go in with. You deduct to go out. You see, the Gemara says you can't go with a pruta, because then what do you deduct when you go out? I understand. If you go with a shtar and do gerayin kesef, why can't you go with a pruta and do gerayin kesef? The Gemara is very much mashma like Rabbeinu Tam, that the whole din gerayin kesef is whatever you went in with, you undo that by going out. Which is Rabbeinu Tam's Mahala. According to Tosfos Rid holds you can go in with shtar, which is worth less than a pruta, and go out with gerayin kesef. So why can't I go in with a pruta and then go out and do the gerayin kesef the same way you would do it by shtar, by shatzen gav? Very shtark akasha. It's not a. It's a chayra. This is beferish gemara like Rabbeinu Tam. It's a chayra agemara. Right. Gemara is saying is a teretz, but right, that Gemara seems to be not like Rabbeinu Tam. What? Maybe if you do kesef, is that muchach though in svara? If we have such a kabbalah, we have a kabbalah. We're saying a svara that it's got to be more, because otherwise, how are you megare? Why not be megare with the market value? So I have to do the market value. Let me do market value, just like Peshtar. Why only if I didn't go with Kesef? Why should that make the difference? That's a question. You're right, but he has more in his tarot. In order to answer this kasha on Rabbeinu Tam, on the Tosfos Rid rather, The Miches Limach says a pshat. Bear in mind, you have to remember, this whole pshetel is only in the Tosis Rit. Rabbeinu Tam, we're not shaking. Rabbeinu Tam is the way it was till now. Rabbeinu Tam, Geroin Kesef, is, I think, the way most people understand Geroin Kesef. That whatever you went in with, you undo it to go out. We're not changing that. We're saying a pshat in Tosis Rit. In order to say pshat in the Tosis Rit, the Miches Limach brings back an old friend of ours from the earlier in this man. Remember the machlekes tisnan de taz. If kesef is kesef shavius or kesef kinyan. Okay, we had a machlekes in beginning of El. Was it first year? If it wasn't the first year, it was the second year. And we've had it many times since. The machlekes was when you do a kinyan kesef, it's on karka. You buy something for money, and you're buying a $1 million property, and you want to do a kinyan. So in order to do a kinyan, you take out a dollar, or you take out a quarter, and you do a kinyan. So the smash said that it only works if the money is kesef shavius. The money has to be paid for the value. The property is worth $1 million. If you want to do a kinyan with a dollar, if you're going to deduct a dollar from the price, you'll end up paying $1 million less $1, then there's no problem. That's kesef shavius. But if your intention to do a kinyan is like with a handkerchief, you don't care about the handkerchief, you're just doing it to do a kinyan, and you want to do that with money, you want to do kinyan kesef, what we call kesef kinyan, so the sma doesn't work. Kesef only works kesef shavius, only when money is given for value. When money is given just for shame doing a ma'aseh kinyan ba'alma, the Sma said that type of kinyan doesn't work. Kesef has to be kesef shavius, and that's the Sma sheet. The Taz argued with him. The Taz said that kesef kinyan works, and it doesn't have to be given for value. Of course, if it's given for value, it also works. But kesef kinyan works. His raya was from kesef kedushin. From Kesef Kedushin, he says, every woman, you give her money, you're giving her value. You're not giving her a value. You're just giving her Kesef Kenyan. And we learned that out from Stei Ephraim. So we see that Kesef works on Kesef Kenyan. So the Taz hold that Kesef works on Kesef Kenyan. So we had a machlekes Sma and Taz. The Sma said Kesef works on Shavius. Taz said it works on Kenyan. How do we answer the Kasha from Kedushin? What do we do? L'charetz good Kasha. By Kedushin, it's Kesef Kenyan. So we had two Mahalchim. The Miches Chinuch brings only one. The Miches Chinuch brings the Avnei Miluim. You will learn through Miches Chinuch, you get a Chazara. He brings down the Avnei Miluim. The Avnei Miluim said that by a woman, it's also Kesef Shavius. She's setting her Shavius, not of her body, but her Shavius of her Ishus. How much she's willing to sell her Ishus for? How much she's willing to sell her eligibility for it, for marriage? She sets the value. It's whatever she wants. She sets it as a pruta. She sets it at a ring. She sets it at a dinner. Whatever is given for kedushin, that gets a din of the shavius of the person. So this is all chazar of what we had originally. Something Miches Chinuch. We'll take this avnei meluim and we'll plug it into eved as well. We'll plug it into eved, and we say the following. We make the following cheshbon. We'll say, when an eved sells himself for a pruta, he's establishing his shavius. His shavius as what? His value? He's saying, this is my value, this is what it takes to get me to be an eved. When an eved sells himself for kesef, he's establishing his value, just like a woman who marries herself off for a pruta. She's establishing, this is what it takes to get me to be married as a pruta. Of course, only to the person I want to marry. But that's what it takes. Same thing with an eved. An eved sells himself for an eved for a pruta. He's establishing the shavius at a pruta. If he sells himself for 600 zuz, he's establishing the value at 600 zuz. That's why Geroin Kesef goes by what he sold himself for. If he sells himself for money, He's establishing his value. He's establishing his value at this amount of money. Kiran Kesef, we don't go to the marketplace and see what he's worth. No. We take whatever you sold yourself for, that's what we do when we do Kiran Kesef. Zakta Mechas Chinuch. If an Eved sells himself with a shtar, he does a Kinyan shtar. If he just did a Kinyan shtar and there was no money that changed hands, so we have to go to the marketplace to figure out his shavis. But let's say he said, okay, I'll be your Eved for 600 zuz. Right now, the person didn't give him the money, just did a Kinyan shtar. So, Giroyim Kesef works with the 600 zuz, whatever price he charged. Even when he did Kinyan shtar, even when an Eved goes in with a Kinyan of shtar. But if he charges a price, that price is the number that's used for Giroyim Kesef. That's the way he's setting the shavius. Whatever an Eved sets his shavius for, that's the shavius. And in Achinami, if he becomes an Eved with shtar, and he says, I want one pruta, so then there won't be any Giroyim Kesef by him. It won't be Shayach. The Gemara on Yerach on the base is saying that an Eved who goes in for a price, the Shavius must be more than a Pruta. The Shavius can't be a Pruta. It doesn't matter if you do Kinyan Shtar, you do Kinyan Kesef. And always, you can't establish the Shavius at a Pruta. If you set the Shavius at a Pruta, it's not Shayach Giroyim Kesef, so it doesn't work. Let's say you do a Kinyan Shtar and you set the Shavius for more, then it is Shayach Giroyim Kesef. Let's say you do a Kinyan Shtar and you don't set the Shavius, so Bezman will have to figure out the Shavius. But now it's not a Kasha on the Taisus Rid from Yid Aleph on the Bez. So that is a very big Chilik. Why is the Gemara saying Yid Aleph on the Bez? It's saying, if you set the Shavius of an Eved at a Pruta, it's not Shayach Giroyim Kesef. So Mamela, you can't create such an Eved by setting the Shavius at a Pruta. So we asked the Trantaisis Ridu, says he could do it with Shtar. Shtar, you're also not setting the value. Teretz says, no. If you don't set the value, that's fine. Bezdin will set the value. But if you set the value at a Pruta, that's worse. Because when you set the value at a Pruta, then it's not Shayach Giroyim Kesef. Because just like the Avni Meluim said that a woman sets a value at a pruta, so that's shavius of kesef kedushin, of a woman for kedushin. The same thing in Eved who sets his value at a pruta, that's his shavius avdus. So Mamela, the Taisus Rid is not shver, because it works b'teres kinyan kesef, then it goes out with that shavius that he set up. And that miut over there is lav dafka kinyan kesef, it's kinyan shtar too. It's just a din in estimating the shavius of the person. So it's a very geshmaka yishuv to the Taisus Rid from what would otherwise be a very shvera Gemara. And we come away again with the Havan of the Taisus Rid, that the Taisus Rid holds that Giroyim Kesef is a business deal, it's a purchase, and the only thing that's exeris hakasiv is that we set the value, whatever you go in, that's how you go out. That's Shita Sataisis Rid. Rabbeinu Tam Shita. There's a piece in Daviezri, Rav Shach, and there's a similar piece in the Kuntres Eshiurim. They're learning Pshat and Giroyim Kesef like Rabbeinu Tam. When you go out with Giroyim Kesef, it's not a purchase. It's a pidyon. It's a redemption. Like I said before, you're undoing the original mechira. The yisayit is that it's not a new kinyan. Taisus Rid Mistam holds it's a new kinyan. Rabbeinu Tam holds Giroyim Kesef, it's not a new kinyan. I went in this way, now I'm undoing, I'm like retracing my steps. I saw myself 6 years, 600 zoz. 3 years already fafalin, they're past. Those in the last 3 years, I'm going to go back, take back that money that I gave, and mimela, I'm off the hook. It's a pinyon. It's not a din of a kinyan kesef. Mimela, what's a nafkamina? What's nafkamina? To call it a pinyon or a kinyan? He says a very big nafkamina, if you can be Duki Ryan Kesef on an Eved without his knowledge. Without the Eved knowing about it. Let's say I have a friend who sold as an Eved Ivri. He was short on money, he sold as an Eved Ivri. He went in for 600 zuz for 6 years. I want to be paid to him. So I go over to the Yardain. I tell the Yardain, here's 300 zuz. I want him to go out. Now, this is actually a sugi on Daf Chav Gimel. This is actually going to be a sugi about this, if somebody else could do it. Is it a schos or is it a chayv? Let's assume it's a schos to go out. So if it's a schos, so the chayv a person could go out. The lashon of the Gemara is that a person could be paid in Eved without his knowledge. The language of the Gemara is Shekesef Kabolas Rabbi Garmalai. Shekesef Kabolas Rabbi Garmalai. The Kesef that the Odin is Makabal, that Gairim his freedom. What does that mean? Shekesef Kabolas Rabbi Gairimlai. Zot Rav Shach. It means that it's a pinyon. If it's a kinyon, alright, so it has to go with DNA Kinyanim. It's totally the Zachon La'adah. But the Mandyamar and Dakimaritz, Rav Meir, hold that it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if the Eved knows about it or not, for a different reason. Because it's not a Kenyan. A Kenyan will require the Das of the Kaina. The person's Kaina would have to know. It doesn't require Das of the Kaina. Why? Because it's opinion. Opinion doesn't require it. I'm not giving him something new. I'm undoing his sale. If I invalidate the sale, Mamela, he's his own person. Not because I'm the one who did it. Not because now he did it. Just if you invalidate the sale, Mamela, he goes back to the way he was. A better example, in the country says Shiurim brings, is if a man sells his daughter for an Amah Evriya, and afterwards the father dies, or the father becomes a shaita, or the father's not here, and someone else is paid to this girl. He wants to give Gerayin Kesef that this girl who's a katana should go free. Could somebody be paid the katana? A katana can't have kinyanim if it's a new kinyan. But again, he says it's a pinyan. You just undo the sale. By undoing the sale, Mamela, she becomes her own person again. It just undoes what was done originally. So this is the aside. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's 100% true. If well, he can't do whatever he wants because Geron Kesef is even Bakarcha. Gemara says later that he doesn't have a choice because there's a Kesef that you can go out even Bakarcha the other. But it's true that the din is that we don't set a new price. The din is that we take the old price and we go with the old price. It's Taka Mashmois like Rabbeinu Tam, that it's opinion. That it's not a new thing. It's just to undo the old. So this is the Yisayid. So what do? We learn Kirayin Kesef to Mahalchim, the Taisis Riz Mahalach. This is not an explanation. Taisis Riz Mahalach, that seems to hold it's a new Kenyan. It's still clear in Taisis Riz how he learns the Lomdis. But Rabbeinu Tam certainly. Rabbeinu Tam holds if you're going with Shtar, there's no Kirayin Kesef. He certainly holds that Gerayin Kesef is to undo the original Mechira, and by undoing the original Mechira, that's how a person goes out with Gerayin Kesef. Okay. Let's see, let's go through the Gezeres HaKosevs again. Just follow the four Gezeres HaKosevs I'd like to explain about them, and hopefully we'll get a clarkite. So let's just get the four gezeiros across the street, okay? Eved ivri nikna bekesef minolam. First pasuk. Amakra mekesef miknasai, malamit shenikna bekesef. So that's by Eved ivri anemka lagai. We have pasuk number one, mekesef miknasai, that he gets nikna bekesef. Next. Frak the Gemara. Ashkan Eved ivri anemka la'akum, hayo v'chol kinyanei bekesef. Nimka li Yisrael minolam. How do you know if he's Nimkali Yisrael? Pasuk number two. Amakra Vehefta, which says where Vehefta is by Amevriyah. Malam Shagras Vidyayin Aviyaitzim. Ashkechon Amevriyah. Ha'amakachar Bekesef, Makanya Bekesef. What about Eved Ivri, Menalan? Eved Ivri that says to sell to Yisrael, Amakra, Kiyim Kolach Achicha, Ivri, Oyo Ivriya, Vavadcha Sheishanim, Makish Ivri Livriya. So far, so good. So what do we have so far? Three things. We have sold to a guy, we have one pasuk, Hes Miknasai. Sold to a Yid, we have two psukim. By Omer, we have a Hefta, and then we have the Hekish to compare. So far, so good. Ashkha Machru Bez. There's a Kenyan Kesef. Maybe Mecha Atzmai needs a more strict Kenyan. So the Gemara now has two turrets. Either Yalav Sachir Sachir, from where to where? What's Sachir Sachir? From Bezdin, from Machru Bezdin to Mecha Atzmai. That just like Machru Bezdin has Kenyan Kesef, Mecha Atzmai has Kenyan Kesef. So let's keep track. So we had so far how many psukim? Four, right? One pasuk for Nimkal Agai, and then two for Nimkal Yisrael, one Am Ivri and one Eved Ivri. And now, Sachir Sachir is the fourth pasuk or drasha, and we say, why don't you hold of Sachir Sachir? Then you replace it with the Chisasik, Moisavol and Yerishin, V'yomet Eliyah Metachta, and that what? That we learn it from where? V'chisasig, we learn from Nimkalakum. From the Nimkalakum. So we have two choices, Sachir Sachir and V'chisasig. And if you learn V'chisasig, you learn it out of where? Out of Nimkalakum. And when you learn it out of Nimkalakum, then it's... So we have two places to learn it from, right? That's what comes out from the Gemara. So if I wanted an eraser here. Only do half of it when Abby comes back. We can use the take off the work, please. Not Yeshivish language. Okay. What I want to do is illustrate the Gemara. I'm just gonna do the Gemara. Of course, I want to make a point, which I think I'm afraid you won't get otherwise. Okay. How do you know King and Kesef? So good idea. Okay. It's okay. Avi. Okay, we'll use what we have. What do we have again? We have Nimkalakum. Okay. So we have Nimkalakum, that's one pasuk. Nimkalagai. Right? So that's the pasuk of Kesef Miknasai. And then we have another pasuk of the Hefta. The Hefta, that's by Omer Ria. And then we're makish Ivri Tivriya. Okay, so that's actually two things, Ivri Tivriya. So we have two psukim for King and Kesef, right? And this is all by Nimkar, by Mechrubet, right? Okay, this is the Gemara, right? Now, how do I know Mechir Atzmai? No, I have two pshat. Mechir Atzmai, so first pshat is Mechir Atzmai, is that we learn out Sachir Sachir. And then if you have Sachir Sachir, so we learn it from... What?
What do you need Kimka for?
What do I need?
Kimka.
Ivri Livriya.
Yeah,
that's Makish Ivri Livriya. The Hefta is on Livriya, and Makish Ivri Livriya. So first shot is Makish Rashmi, that's Sachir Sachir, right? The second pshat of the Gemara was the Chisasig, right? The Chisasig is only off of Nivka Lagai. Okay, this is the second pshat of the Gemara. This is also Mechir Atzmai. Okay, Mechir Atzmai. According to the second pshat, I want to have the Chisasig. What do I want to do by writing this? Why am I writing this down? To show you that the two pshatim are learning it out of different Makayas. The first pshat, Sachir Sachir, is learning out of Nimkal Yisra.
And the second pshat, the chisasig, is learning it out of Nimka Lagar.
Okay? Comes the Kesef Mishnah, and he says, what's an afkamina between the two pshat? If you learn it out of, is there an afkamina l'maisa? If you learn it out of Nimka Lagar, you learn it out of Nimka Yisrael. So the Kesef Mishnah says, there's an afkamina. The Gemara Yer Aleph Amid Beis learned that of a hefta, that you have to be sold for at least more than a pruta, we'll call it a dinner, you have to be sold for a dinner in order to be said this should be shakir on kesef. So he says if you learn like harasmai out of this parsha, so then it also needs a mechira of a dinner. It also needs mechira of a dinner if you learn out of here. Sheikh, if you learn out of here, he says, so the hefta is from where we learn out that you need more than a pruta. If you learn out of Nimka Lagai, he says, then all you need is a mechira for a pruta. Because you're not learning out of the hefta. But then the whole mechira only has to be a mechira of a pruta. Sheikh, if you learn out of the hefta, right, these are two drashas. And this is the Kesef Mishnah's nafkamina. Because the Mishnah says, if my charatz, my comes from the hefta, so just like the hefta, it's selling it off on the bays, you have to originally sell them for a dinner. So then, my harassment also you have to sell originally for a dinner. It says the same rules as the hefta. Mashiach, if you're going to learn Giron Kesef, out of Nimka Lagai, if you learn my harassment, out of Nimka Lagai, so just like Nimka Lagai, it's enough for Pruta. So here also, it would be enough for Pruta to do a Kenyan. This is what it says in the Kesef Mishnah. Here by this din of this nafkamina. Now this is really a shvera Kesef Mishnah. Why? What's shvera with the Kesef Mishnah? By a guy is also Giron Kesef. So why does the Kesef Mishnah assume that by Goy, a pruta is enough? He assumes, he takes for granted, that by a Goy, a pruta is good enough. There's Giron Kesef by Goyim also. I told you there are two parshas of Giron Kesef. One is in Mishpatim by Omevriya, and one is in Parshas Bahar by Nimka Lagai. So what's this whole... the Kesef Mishnah's nafkamina? What's the Kesef Mishnah? What's the Kesef Mishnah's nafkamina between the two? Where does Kesef Mishnah get him? He's right. The Gemara only says vehefta by Yom Evriya, but mechetesi. Why shouldn't I say that just like it said in Misfara there, it should say it over here also? So this, I think, it's the Mishmo Melech, yes, the Mechassimah brings this down, and he has this kasha. I think he brings it in the Mishmo Melech. He doesn't understand the Kesef Mishnah's nafkamina between those two mahalchim. So again, there's a Michas Chinuch, which answers it. The sugyas of Eved, we're going to be learning Michas Chinuch much more often. A number of Michas Chinuchs on these in Yanim. And the Michas Chinuch has a very nice piece in Mitzvah Mem Dalet. The previous Michas Chinuch was Mitzvah Mem Gimel. This is a Mitzvah Mem Dalet. He has an insight into Giron Kesef. That today she has Giron Kesef. So he has an insight into Giron Kesef. He starts with two kashas. He asks the Maidei HaMitzvahs, the Chinuch, the Rambam, count Giron Kesef as a separate mitzvah saseh, separate from all the other mitzvahs of Eved Ivri. That was just a separate mitzvah. There's one mitzvah, Dinei Eved Ivri. There's one mitzvah, Giron Kesef. Michas Chinuch asks, why? We don't usually work that way. Let's say we have an Eved Ivri could go out with Shanim, with Yaival. It's not one mitzvah shanim or one mitzvah yayvel. It's all one mitzvah. Dinei Eved Ivri is counted as one mitzvah in the Taryag mitzvahs. We don't take the dinim of an Eved Ivri and break it into separate mitzvahs each din. They're all dinim in one mitzvah. There's a mitzvah Dinei Eved Ivri. There are ways to go in, there are ways to go out. But they count it all as one big mitzvah. So, why is the chinuch counting Geroyin Kesef as a separate mitzvah? Why should it be a separate mitzvah? That's one kasha. The other kasha he asks is that a guy doesn't have mitzvahs. There's no mitzvahs by Goyim. If Geroyin Kesef you're counting as a mitzvah, so why does a guy have to let his eved go out with Geroyin Kesef? A guy doesn't have mitzvahs. He has sheva mitzvahs. He doesn't have mitzvah Geroyin Kesef. There's a mitzvah called Geroyin Kesef. So, but the Torah is set up by a guy too. Bishlam, it's just a din and kinyanim. Fine, if it's a din and kinyanim, it's a din and kinyanim. So the guy has to go with the kinyanim that apply. But if it's a mitzvah, if you count it as a mitzvah, so what's shaykh to a guy? Elomai zat demichas chinuch. There are two dinim and Geroyin Kesef. There are two types of Geroyin Kesef. There's one din Geroyin Kesef, which is just dinei maminus. A typical Geroyin Kesef is dinei maminus. What is dinei maminus? It means you get sulfur and evet, you have ways to go out, you can go out with Geroyin Kesef. You go out with Shanim, you go out with Yael, you go out with Geroyin Kesef. There's a second din. And that second din is a mitzvah of Geroyin Kesef, which is a mitzvah on the Adayin to be Misayeya, the Eved, or the Amma, to help them get out. If you own an Eved Ivri or an Amma Ivriya, and they desire to get out, there's a mitzvah to be a Misayeya, to help him get out. And that is counted as a separate mitzvah, because that's a mitzvah, it's something the Torah wants. The Torah doesn't want Avad. The Torah wants that a person should be able to... So Mimela, there's a separate mitzvah. That's a mitzvah. Now that mitzvah does not apply to Goyim. Taka, you're right. By Goyim, there's a din mamin of going out of Geroyin Kesef. But there's no mitzvah of Geroyin Kesef. No mitzvah l'sayayah, no mitzvah to help. By a yid, there's a mitzvah l'sayayah to help him. Raya, that there are two dinim. He says, he brings from Rishayim, he doesn't say which Rishayim, he says, Rishayim write that Ein Kaifin al Geroyin Kesef. We don't force Geroyin Kesef. Ein Kaifin al Mitzvahs. We don't force Mitzvahs, we don't force Geroyin Kesef. So Mechasuna says, what do you mean? Gemara says on Daf Tes Zayin that Geroyin Kesef is Bakarchach of the Adin. You do force the Adin. If somebody has money, he goes out even against the Adin's will. I mean, in Kaifin al Mitzvahs. Gemara and Dead Later is going to say that even if the Adin doesn't want to let you out, you go out with Geroyin Kesef. And for the Michas Chinuch, they're two dinim. The din mamin of Geroyin Kesef, that's even against his will. If the person wants to get out and he has money, that's even against his will. There's another din of Lesayai to help him. Lesayai to help him, that's Ein Kaifin al Mitzvahs. That's the separate mitzvah. It's a mitzvah on the Adin to try to help him, to give him money to help him get out, to give him a cheaper price, whatever you can do to try to help him. It's a mitzvah to try to help him. So that mitzvah, trying to help him, that Ein Kaifin al Mitzvahs. We don't force a person to help him go out. So this is the Mechasinus Yisai, that there are two dinim and Geroyin Kesef, the din and the mitzvah Lesayai to be able to help him. Memela zot demiches chinuch pshan in the Kesef Mishnah. We have here on the board two columns. One column starts with Geroyin Kesef of the Hefta, the Amavriya Dikadin. And one column starts with the Goy's Din of Geroyin Kesef. Memela is a very big nafkamina now. What type of Kenyan Kesef? Are we going with the Hefta type, with the Amavriya type, or as a mitzvah? Or are we going with the guy's type of Kenyan Kesef? Well, there's no mitzvah, it's just the Siyur. The Kesef Mishnah holds that the Gemara in Yeralef Amid Beis, which said it has to be Shayach the Hefta, it can't be one proof that it has to be Shayach the Hefta. He was going on what? On the mitzvah of the Hefta. It has to be Shayach the mitzvah of the Hefta of helping him. It has to be Shayach that mitzvah. So Mimele, it has to be able to be two prutas, it has to be able to be a dinner, in order to be able to go out. Being that there's a mitzvah, the hefta, it has to be shayach. By a guy, there's no mitzvah of the hefta. There's no mitzvah to help for the guy to help the yid go out. Is it then? He could buy himself out. It's not a mitzvah. By a guy, he could be sold for a pruta too. I could be sold for a pruta, you can't get out with half a pruta. All right, so tough. You can't go out with the kinyan. You can't go out with the kinyan. What are you going to do? It's not market. It's only in the hefta column, in the column which talks about the a person who has a mitzvah of siyua, that's where it applies. So Mela, the whole chain follows. If you go with the column of Nimka Lagai, there's no mitzvah of Girayin Kesef, just as a din moment. So same thing would apply to a Meicher Atzma. If you go to the second column, where there's a mitzvah of Girayin Kesef, so then you need, first of all, there's a mitzvah to be Messiah. And second of all, it has to be at least with more than a pruta, it has to be at least the dinner. And then, and the whole thing follows to Meicher Atzma also. So that they're two separate dinim, this Gemara, with all these Zeres HaKasuvs, two separate sets of rules for how it works. If he answers other kashas with it, we'll maybe get to a different time. But this next piece of Gemara is an Amud long. It brings a brisa with four dinim and four Zeres HaKasuvs. So for tomorrow, make sure you learn till about a dozen lines down in Tesvamim and Aleph. It's really just one long piece of Gemara.